D, we're back.
Back and alive.
Yeah, just about, but we're back. Feel like we could have done more there.
Because I hated everything about that intro.
I feel like we could have done a lot more with the time that we had.
You know what's really annoying me? I was ready. Like, I knew you were doing it, and yeah. I still had nothing.
Had nothing.
I had nothing to say.
When you've been away from the mic for so long, it's difficult. It's difficult to just get back into this. Like, this all feels very alien to me right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You know?
I even think we sound different.
I don't think we sound good at all. I never really did.
I don't see the appeal.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I would switch us off. I'd be off. But we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is the 2nd of October. Mm. I don't remember the last episode we did.
Oh, God. It was a while ago.
But it's a blessing to be here. I don't even know what episode this is. This is episode 141.
Maybe? That's a good shout. I mean, I think it's still high 30s. Mm. This just shows you the level of preparedness that we have. I will find out.
Well, we're back. Well, you find out it's the 2nd of October. So I have some facts about the 2nd of October if you want to hear them, Dee.
Oh my God. Before you do that, I just want to commend you on your accuracy. It's episode 141.
Is it?
It is indeed. And our last episode was on the 30th of May. So it's been 5 months.
4 months.
4 months.
4 months and 2 days, basically.
Yeah, 4 months. Yeah. Yeah, 4 months and 2 days.
Excellent. Well, welcome back, us, and thank you for tuning in. If you found us, this is going to be a little catch-up episode, and we're just going to shoot the shit, talk a little bit about our lives, what's been going on, mm-hmm. why we've been away for so long, and then give you a little insight into the select episodes that we have coming up for you mm-hmm. in the Christmas run-in.
The prestige.
How does that sound? Mm-hmm. If that's not up your street, you can stop listening now.
But you know, you should stay.
You should stay. It's,
yeah. No.
D, in 1925, London's red buses with roofed in upper deck and jump on entrance went into service on this day.
My God.
So the famous red buses of London.
Revolutionized transportation, Christopher.
In 1946, scientists at a conference in New York said that smoking may be dangerous on this day.
Well, look how wrong they were about that.
Oh my goodness. Who were we just talking about before this podcast?
Robbie Williams?
In 2002, English singer Robbie Williams signed the biggest deal in EMI Records history when he signed a $160 million deal.
For Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
$160 million?
Yeah.
We were just saying how he doesn't have... We didn't think he had any reach in America.
Yeah. Well, sorry, that's AS. That's obviously Australian dollars.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's probably...
That's like 15 quid, as far as I know. Still, that's major.
That's major. That's a lot.
He's worth big bucks.
And Sting was born, but we touched on that. You know, Sting.
Sting,
the singer.
Yeah,
yeah.
From the Police.
From the Police. The Popo. Yeah, that's right. He was born.
Yeah.
So there you go.
1951.
There was also a big riot to do with cheese in England. Did you see this?
Yeah, the Great Cheese Riot.
Do you know about this?
No, I don't know.
I think that's literally what it's called.
The Great Cheese Riot.
Something like that. Yeah, I shouldn't mention things.
That's a podcast topic right there.
There we go. We'll just do it as a topic.
I'll write that down. I'll add that to the list.
The Great Cheese Riot of whenever.
Of a certain year. What was, like, why? Did they want more cheese? Did they not have enough cheese?
There was...
too much cheese?
There was like a... What do you call those things? Like a... Not a... Is it a fesh? Is that what you call them? A fair or something like that? And...
Oh, like a fela? No.
Not a fela, but it was like a... You know, like a big event? Not a circus. It's a fesh. Isn't that what it's called?
Festival? I don't know.
It was the Nottingham Cheese Riot D. And it was in 1766. That's how long ago we're talking, okay. Right? But this has been recorded. At the annual Goose Fair, a mob formed who were angry at the excessive price of cheese, and groups of mostly women and children seized all different cheeses and began wheeling them or carrying them away.
Wheeling them, very nice.
The mayor at the time attempted to restore order but was knocked down by a cheese, and two or three of the crowd were arrested. So then the crowd attacked the building housing the cheese, tearing up the pavement and smashing its windows until they were released. The army arrived the next day and serious clashes with rioters occurred, with soldiers repeatedly firing at crowds, killing one, William Eggleston, as he attempted to guard some of the cheese. Still, on the Saturday, rioting continued with a crowd seizing a boat full of cheese. Several hundred people then attempted to burn a windmill before eventually retreating from the soldiers who had been sent to defend it.
do not fuck around with the cheese.
With the British and their cheese.
Oh, yeah. With the people of Nottingham.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Isn't Nottingham, isn't that where Robin Hood's from? The forest of Sherwood. Is that Nottingham?
Nottingham, yeah. No? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Quite happy to. Yeah. I'm quite happy to say that without any facts.
Good.
That's where Robin Hood is from.
D, how you been?
I've been good,
man. It's been so fucking long.
It's been 4 months and 3 days.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently.
Time flies, though, man.
It does. Yeah, how have I been?
How do you want to, like, yeah, do you
want to... I think we need to cover the big elephant in the room, Chris.
There's two big elephants in the
room. Two big elephants in the room.
And then...
I mean, let's just put it right out there. Yeah. You've clearly cut your hair.
I have cut my hair.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, D. It feels good. I actually have not cut my hair. No, I'm due to get a haircut.
Well, it looks better, Chris. Just keep it long. That's all I've got to say. That's all. Don't cut your hair.
This guy.
You haven't cut your hair in 3 months. 4 months and 3 days.
No, I've
got a maniac, are you, Chris?
No, I've had my hair cut.
Yeah, I'm technically correct there. I'm technically, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen you, man.
D, you got engaged.
I did get engaged.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
You see what we're going for here?
So we're kind of talking not about haircuts.
No.
Yeah, got engaged.
So tell us, tell the good listeners the story. Tell us.
Well, it all started 4 years ago. I met the love of my life. And then 2 months ago... No, Jesus.
Yeah, it's been
nearly 2 months ago.
August, isn't it?
I proposed to her.
August 4th?
August 3rd.
Close enough. I found out...
That's what I said. Yeah. She got very annoyed with that. Yeah, no, we went down for our holidays to Wexford.
Lovely.
Took the dogs with us. We were actually... And I thought, I think this is cool, right? Most people haven't really, you know, cared about this, but we were beside the beach where they filmed Saving Private Ryan.
Awesome.
You know?
Like, that opening scene?
Yeah, like Omaha Beach, like, you know, they land and, you know, everyone dies. And so the plan always was we were going to walk the dogs, take them out on the beach, and I was going to propose.
We're going to recreate the beach with the dogs.
And I thought it was cool. I'm going to propose on Omaha Beach.
That's class.
But when you think about it,
it's not actually Omaha Beach.
It's not quite the set. Well, it's not quite the set you'd want anyway.
No, it's true. Like, yeah.
You remember that scene where all those people died and, you know, limbs were blown off and there was blood in the water?
One of the biggest casualties of the World War.
Yeah. Like. Well, it was just so romantic. But yeah, that was the plan, and I was quite happy that it was on Omaha Beach, and I got the dog to do the deed for me, so I have
very nice
plausible deniability.
Oreo,
yeah. Oreo the little doggo.
Very nice.
And yeah, she did say yes. Thank God.
Obviously, she said yes.
Yeah.
How could she not be?
She'd be making the biggest mistake of her life. That's all I'll say.
But were you thankfully, nervous?
She didn't. Do you know what? I wasn't that nervous. I was like. Because I was fairly confident, you know, she was going to say yes, and that was nice. But I was more like the technicalities of it. So I was like,
okay,
I got a little dog collar.
Yes.
That said, will you marry me? And I was like, I'll put it on the dog, and I'll be like, oh, look, what's up with his collar? Will you check that? Yeah. And he'll run up to her, and she'll be like, oh my God, it's amazing, and it'll be the best moment of our lives.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to get this fucking collar out of this dog, right? Because it was very noticeable, not his regular collar.
So
I couldn't just stick it on, and I'd be there all day. It's like, I have to do it at some point during the walk.
Oh. And how did you pull that one off?
Well, I got kind of lucky because when we were walking, we actually went like the wrong way around the loop. So we'd been walking for like nearly an hour. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we'll take a wee minute. We'll just sit down and rest a wee minute on the beach.
Yeah.
And
it's a big beach.
Huh?
It's a big beach.
Oh, it's a big beach. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Chris, you know.
It's Omaha.
Omaha Beach, yeah. Like, you know.
Okay.
It's the entire coast of France, basically.
Yeah.
But, so I was like, oh, I'll take the dogs over here and let them, you know, go toilet or whatever. And at that point, I was like, right, come here, boy. Fucking. And I had to get one of those stupid key ring chain things.
Oh, the little, like, like the carabiner clip?
No, just like one, like a key ring.
Oh, the key? Oh, the little circular thing?
Yeah, because that's what this thing came on. And I was like, I have to get this thing with no fucking nails. I have to get this thing open and get it out of the dog's sight. I was like, this is not going well. I've been gone for like a good 2 minutes.
A noticeable length of time.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? But
he wouldn't go. He's nervous.
Yeah, he's got nervous. There's too many eyes on him. Yeah. Too many eyes on him.
Don't look at him.
But, I was just annoyed myself. I was like, why did I plan this out better? Like, I could have.
Well, there's no other way you could have got that on, is there? Like, as you said, like,
I could have just bought a clip where you just clip it on.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
could have just done that, Chris. Yep, yeah. I did not think that through. I was just like, I'll just do it and it'll be fine. But I got it on, and then I was like, Laura, there's something wrong with his collar there. And Laura was like, actually, there's always something wrong with his collar. And I was like, no, Laura, no, there's really something wrong with it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
To get her to look down at him.
Laura, you should look at his collar.
Look at his goddamn collar. And then she was like, oh, you fucking dick.
Yeah.
That was the response. Because she knew, like, we'd been talking about it, like, it was an inevitability. She was just not aware of where and when.
The location, the time. Yeah. Is that an anniversary or anything?
But it's her birthday. Oh, it was her birthday as well. Right, yeah, so.
Super.
It was nice. It was 2-1 for me.
A two for her. Yeah, well done.
But yeah, no, it was really great. And then, obviously, came on home and told the fan bomb. And
celebrations ensued.
Yeah, it's been really great. Everyone's been well wishing us and stuff.
Yeah, damn right. And I talked to you a bit before this, but you haven't started planning or anything yet?
Not really, no. So it'll probably be 2024. So
excellent.
That's
a good year.
Thing. Yeah.
24 is a good year.
Even the concept, even the thought of planning a wedding is, you know, kind of makes me go, maybe we'll just elope.
Just take off and elope, yeah.
Vegas looking very, very good.
Very promising.
Very attractive. Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Vegas, Dave.
I have, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a wedding. Maybe there won't. We'll find out.
Well, that's it. Like, at least you're in no rush, though. You know what I mean? It's not like we've got to get married by next year.
No. We're not. It's not like a big thing for us. It's like we will do it. We'll want everyone to be there. Well,
yeah.
We'd like for everyone to be there. But if we do decide to elope, like, that could very, very possibly happen, Chris.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. I might land down like next Tuesday and be like, oh yeah, I meant to say.
We got married.
Got married there. Went up to City Hall, you know.
That's awesome. I would be equally as delighted though. If you said that, you know?
Well, that's it, like,
you know.
Might have a party.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see.
It's a piece of paper at the end of the day.
Well, that's it too, yeah, you know. It's just for tax benefits, Chris.
It's for tax.
That's the only reason. Yeah. That's the reason we're pursuing it at all.
Yeah. Fucking tax, man.
Yeah, tax killer. I tell you, tax killer.
That's awesome. That's super exciting times ahead, man.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's weird though. It's like it's been very normal. Like, you know, very little has changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the only thing that's changed is that I'll say my fiance instead of my girlfriend, and I very rarely even say that, to be honest. I just say Laura.
You say, yeah, exactly. People know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So it's like, that's the only real difference.
If you're filling in a form, maybe you might have to. Does it change?
No, because
it's still either single, married. Yeah, there's no in between.
Well, like, we've been preparing. Putting it down as like there's a phrase for it when you're living with, like, a cohabitant, or I think that's what it is. Yeah. So we've been putting that down anyway. So.
We're cohabiting.
Yeah, we're cohabitating. Yeah.
We're cohabitants of each other.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Very little has changed, and it's like, personally, like, the two of us, like, it is the same, like, because we kind of knew before and after, like it's the same kind of state. So it's nice. Hasn't been any like big,
no big noticeable changes.
No big like uplifting, and now everything's different, and we have to now we're to be married, we have to behave differently. And it's like, no.
TV fucks everything up, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
TV makes you believe that there's going to be a certain change or something that comes with it, and it doesn't.
In TV, it's like, as soon as you're like,
TV
engaged,
does that with everything. Yeah,
it's like, oh, we now have to plan a wedding for like next weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, the venue that we want, it's beautiful, but it's only got a free availability next weekend. What are we gonna do?
We have to plan our wedding before next season.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The next season.
We need a good season finale.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
But yeah, thankfully I don't have to do that. No season finales. Season four of the podcast. We'll
life
close.
Life would be pretty cool if it worked in seasons. Like,
we have seasons.
We have seasons, but like, we don't have like seasons.
We can use those. We could almost group them into, I don't know, like groups of four. Call them years.
Well, this is the start of a new season then, October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And normally the season has a start quite high. It's normally the middle of a season kind of runs a wee bit thin. Then we have maybe the 15th or 16th, we'll have a mid-season finale. That's a popular thing nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. And we take 2 weeks and then just come back.
And then Halloween will be the big finale.
Oh, yeah. And then we come back. Oh, that's,
yeah.
It's crazy that, like, it is a new season. We missed an entire season, Chris. We missed the summer.
How was your summer? Was your summer good?
Yeah, I got engaged.
Oh yeah. That's right.
It's pretty good. Nothing really major happened. Like,
no, summer was quite tame, like, wasn't it?
Quite boring.
That's Irish summers though.
Well, yeah, we don't exactly get. We did get a heat wave. Like, I mean, we got four. No, we got like 2 weeks of like no rain.
2 weeks of no rain, and then we had two further weeks of good weather with a little rain.
Yeah. So it was like in. It was like heat wave. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all gonna die.
There actually came a threat to life at one point.
That did happen.
That's it's danger true. To life or something.
Yeah,
is that what's called like a red warning?
Yeah,
you get like a
that happened in London, right? They were like hitting 40 degrees.
Celsius. I know there's people listening in other parts of the world that are like a danger to life at 30 and 40 degrees, and they're like,
we're not built for it.
We're not cut out for it. Like,
we're not built for it. Our houses aren't built for it. No. Our infrastructure's not built for it. It's like, as soon as it happens,
it is. Fucked. It's scandalously warm when it happens. Like, yeah. But so, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good summer.
Good.
Very pleasant. Nice. And some good times. Nice. And obviously, it was lovely to cap it off with the.
Was that a nice wee
engagement? Proposing to my lovely fiance.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. I had good times, despite the fact that we weren't actively recording episodes for the podcast. I still had a good summer. You know, wasn't easy. I made it work.
Yeah. You did make it work.
I did make it work.
We have been in correspondence most of the way through the summer as well. Like, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It hasn't been like summer break, like at school where we stopped talking.
No.
And we only like meet up like. Actually, we met up all the time.
We probably would have met up more during the school break than we did now. Yeah.
I'm thinking of like American TV shows. I haven't seen you all summer, dude. And you're like, what?
Who doesn't see each other all summer? I'm sorry, but I don't buy that
that's
shit.
That's the prime time. You're off.
Especially if you go to the same school. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, you don't live that far apart. I mean, obviously, you go to the same school, so you got to live relatively close.
America's big, though.
But
you hear about kids in America are like 4 hours on the bus in. But, you know, like an hour bus. Well, yeah, sometimes.
Well, an hour bus. Our bus journey would have taken an hour.
Yeah, that's true. But it was like we both got on near the same spot.
Yeah,
we got on at the same
spot. We did actually. Yeah,
yeah. But feasibly, you know, one kid coming from an hour this way. Yeah. I don't know. America TV.
I know.
Forget about it.
I know. No, okay.
But yeah, forget what happened. Summer. Summer was good. How was your summer?
My summer was good. My summer ended, and then summer was fine. Like summer was just. Normal. It was like just a normal summer. Went on a couple of holidays.
A couple of holidays. What about
you? I think we were just back from Portugal.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that in the podcast?
I don't think. No, I think Portugal came. You went to Portugal after the podcast.
So we traveled to Lisbon and seen Lisbon. It was great, and came back and then just kind of chilled out, enjoyed the rest of the summer, continued working. It's weird, like, because you don't. The older you get, you don't actually get a summer as such, you know.
No.
It's just a season, is right. Like, we don't get, like, the break, you know. And that was fine. We had a lot going on. And then 2 weeks ago, we actually welcomed our son into the world. So we had a baby. Yeah, which was awesome.
A baby boy.
Yeah, baby boy, yeah. Which was, it was crazy. Like, it was such a, you know, to be preparing for that time the whole way through the year. And then for it just to be here and gone is kind of like, whoa, that's mad. I know it's not gone, like, because obviously we have a beautiful son now, but it's like, whoa, that was a lot just for that one, like, day period.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It was awesome. But yeah, it was a fucking crazy couple of days, you know?
I was going to say I can imagine, but I can't even imagine.
Mm, like, it was just crazy. And again, like, this is what I've said to everybody, like, people who've talked to me who obviously have had kids and stuff, and they say, oh, there's no feeling like it. And you're like, yeah, you're right. Like, but you can't even explain it. Like, you know, like, in a way, it's one of those things. It's just like, yeah, just too many emotions to kind of explain what was going on.
Okay.
You know, it was just, it's like, you just experience everything over the, in such a small period of time. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, so let me see. We went for our last scan on like a Tuesday morning, and the midwife who seen us then kind of put a little bit of shock into us. She was like, something's wrong. She literally said, something's wrong. Your baby's not growing.
What?
And that can't, we were just like, well, you could have phrased that a wee bit better. Like, you could have put us a wee bit more at ease.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
or your baby hasn't grown. And we were like, oh, okay. And she was like, I'm going to send you for an emergency scan. And we were like, okay.
Oh my God.
So we traveled down to Craigavon that day for the emergency scan. And we had a lovely consultant guy who did it, and he was like, no, your baby's 100% fine, it's just he's not sitting kind of ready for delivery yet, when is your due date? And we said, it's in 3 days. And he was like, oh, okay, blah blah blah. So they kind of started to induce calling into labor, but nothing, well, we thought nothing happened.
Oh right.
Turns out Colleen's waters broke that night into the Wednesday, but we had no idea.
Oh fuck,
she didn't know, we didn't know. It was one of those things, nobody knew. And then Wednesday, we just went about our normal lives. I went to work. And then that evening, we were having dinner, and Colin said, something's wrong. Like, I don't feel good. And I said, well, ring the midwives, ring the consultant care team, and the care team, and see what they say. And they said, if you're not happy, you should come straight down to us. So we're like, right. So that was about 7 o'clock in the evening. Travel down, and they hooked Colin up on the bed to listen to the baby. And baby wasn't making like any kind of noise, and they were flipping Colin one way and the other way, and trying to get baby to kind of move and everything, and nothing was really happening. And then they were like, oh, your waters are broke. Do you know that? And we were like, Okay, right. And it's like, your waters are broke for some time.
Fuck.
You're actually in labor. And we're like, oh, Jesus, right. So we're gonna admit you tonight. And we're like, oh, because like we kind of like we knew the due date was coming, but we genuinely thought we were gonna go over it. Like it was gonna go over.
Because you'd just been told not ready.
Not ready. And everybody kept saying, oh, it's your first, you'll go long over, you know, you'll go like a week over. And we were like, oh, okay. We kind of set ourselves up to like, okay, maybe we will go over. Mm-hmm. And then whenever they kind of said, we're going to admit you tonight, we were like, oh, fuck, this is happening. So they took us up to the ward and settled us in. And I was just falling asleep. And Colin was just falling asleep. And then a midwife came around and was like, right, daddy, if you want to go home and get some sleep and shower, do that now, because this will be kind of your last chance for a wee while. But okay. Colin won't be going into labor until at least like lunchtime tomorrow. Like there's no signs. We'll induce her fully by 4 a.m., but it'll be well into like the day. I was like, right, okay. So I packed up around 1 o'clock or so and head home and got in.
1 a.m.
1 a.m. Yeah. Got a shower, fell asleep. And then Colin rang me just after 3:30 and was like, I'm going into labor now. Like, it's here. He's on his way. Like, you know. Well, we didn't know at the time he was a boy. So we babies on the way. I was like, oh, fuck, right.
They're on their way.
I fucking bolted back down the road, got to Craigavon, and then got into. She had been induced into like, or brought into like her little suite as such.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the two of us and then the midwife who was going to be delivering the baby. And that was it then. So that was at 4:00. And then at 7:30, he came along.
That's amazing. And it was
fucking just that period. It's obviously Colin had been in labor for a long time before that and gone through that. But she had started to get real severe pains in her back. It was a back labor, it's called.
Oh, okay.
So just really uncomfortable, really horrible time for her. But then between like, the like 6:45 and 7:30 when he came, like the actual delivery was super quick. It was like, oh my god, just blink of an eye and there he was. And it was like, holy shit, that was it, here he is. Now you gotta take care of a life.
<It's> like, now you're in charge.
it's just crazy. Like, so
that is a yes, you've went like through like 10 different emotions like
it's unbelievable.
In the course of a day, less than a day,
like, and it's super draining, but you're running on adrenaline all the time. And it's just like, go. And then it was, right, I'll go home and get more stuff and bring it down and visit and back home and visit and back home. And you weren't allowed any visitors due to COVID and all this kind of stuff. So, but thankfully, Colin was released early the next day. So, like, they didn't want to keep her at all.
Straight home.
Yeah. So we got home, and then just like those initial couple of days is like the scariest thing, because it's just like, like you're like walking on eggshells and you're just so tired, but it's like you're still run completely. Like you're tired, but you don't know it. You're just running on adrenaline. And it's like every little noise he makes, you're like just straight awake and you're like, what's going on? Like, but thankfully he's settled in. He's just such a content little baby. He just sleeps all the time. He's eating loads. You seen him today here whenever you were here.
Yes.
Cool. And it's good. We've just been over 2 weeks with him now, and it's just fucking awesome. Like,
yeah.
It's so cool. Like, it really is.
It's really, your little boy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he is.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's hard to even explain. It is just hard to explain, because it's just like what you see and what you go through. And it's just like, it's so, this is what I said as well, TV fucking ruins labor for so many people. Like, you know, you picture that whole like the woman in the bed and the feet up in the stirrups and she's like screaming and panting and crying, get out. And there's none of that. There's fucking none of that shit. Even. Like, no. Okay. No, I said to Colleen, I was like, you didn't even break a sweat. And she was like, I know, but my back was sore. But she did, like, there wasn't a bead of sweat on the girl. Like, she was just, it was just like, okay, you got to start pushing, baby's coming. And then all of a sudden, baby was there. And I was like, holy shit, like, how did you do that, you know? It's just so bizarre. Like, don't get me wrong. So
it doesn't sound like it was easy. Like,
we were in our suite or whatever, and then down the room, there was, like, some woman who sounded like she was going through the horrors.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of like, if it gets to that point, this is going to be pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. But the midwife team that we had, so we had a midwife, we had a sister, we had a doctor, and then we had like a trainee all in the room at one point, a trainee, and they were like the nicest group of women you ever could have met. Oh, yeah. Like, they were so fucked. Like, I was like, Colleen couldn't see what was going on because she was too busy, obviously, like trying to deliver a baby. But the midwives kept coming in and talking to each other, and like they kept giving each other a look and like shaking their heads, like there's something wrong, like, you know, she needs him. And so she was, her labor was sped up, then it was slowed down, then she was given morphine, she was given sickness, like tablets or injections and everything. I seen all the looks the nurses were giving each other, but you kind of have to just be, okay, we're doing great, let's keep going. But you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Fuck.
You know? It's insane. Like, you're just like,
that is so stressful.
You're, yeah, you're panicking, but you're like, you gotta keep calling, like, as calm, and you're like, what? And they're like shaking their heads and poking up monitors and pulling out all these surgical fucking tools and stuff, and you're like, what is going on here? Like,
and obviously in your head, this is all,
I don't know.
Any little look and any little like motion could be catastrophe.
At one point, like, the sister was like, see that big red button on the wall, the one that says emergency, like, pull? And she's like, will you just pull that for me? And I pulled it. Next thing, these lights start going, alarm starts going in the hall, three other midwives rush in, and I'm like, how are you so calm? Like, how are you keeping so calm? Like, my heart was racing. Yeah. Colleen was like, just like dazed, like she was in her own little world, and I was like, what is going on here? And they were all talking, they were like, we need to do this, and they were looking at a computer screen, you could see baby's heart rate and his movements and everything, and I was like, what is going on? Like,
holy shit.
They are just, we've said it so many times, they are the most underappreciated group, like, were NHS workers and hospital workers, and I know we've been through everything with them over the last couple of years, and the whole world kind of knows that they are underappreciated, but what we've seen, like, is just like testament to like how much more these women should be appreciated, and doctors and everything should, because like, I was like, I could never work in this environment. Yeah. I could never be this calm. I could never be this. And all their shifts were coming to an end at 8 o'clock, and they were like, come on, we want to see baby before we go home and all this kind of stuff. And so sure enough, 7:30 came along, and every one of them, it was weird because the doctor who induced us that night when we went down for the scan at 8 p.m. was there delivering our baby at 8 a.m. And I was like, this is the longest fucking night for you. Like, and you've That's had to, crazy. We're not your only patient. You know what I mean? Yeah. You've had to be everywhere. I can't speak highly enough of them. It was awesome, and
that's terrific.
Thankfully everything went well afterwards, and we haven't needed to be back in hospital, or, you know, we got discharged from all midwives and the hospitals and everything, so we're back home, we're just living our lives, and we're trying to just get into like a nice cycle of what it's like to have a child. Yeah, exactly. It's weird. Like, it's weird.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm so glad that everything went so well.
Thank you.
But yeah, it sounds incredibly stressful.
Nothing prepares you for it, you know?
Nothing
at all.
Glad as well, and that everyone who's looking after you did such a good job as
well. Yeah, it's awesome though as well, like, to have such a support group when you get out. Like, you know, we have my whole family, and we have Colleen's whole family, and they're just like anything you could ever need or want. Like, and we've tried not to rely on anybody. We want to do everything ourselves, but just knowing that they're there for anything is just such a lovely kind of, it's a lovely thing,
it's
you know.
It's like a safety net.
I just don't know how people could go through that kind of on their own. Do you know what I mean? And do it all on their own. I'm like, Jesus, I'd be lost. Like, you know, even if it's just talking and being like, and people relating, being like, oh yeah, like you know, that's normal to feel like that, and it's normal to be this tired, and it's normal for him not to sleep, and it's normal for him to throw up, and you're like, oh well, okay, then maybe it is normal. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe that's fine. Like,
that's very true. Actually, very. So,
but yeah, I was glad to get talking to you and get you back here today, so we can get back into this and start progressing then with life again, I suppose. You know, which is nice. So that they have been our summers, and last couple of months, that's why we've been off. But
I will say, this is probably the first time that we've taken a significant gap from the podcast and actually have something to talk about.
Yeah,
what happened in
we've
between.
Had a reason to be off. So, you know,
every other time we're like, what happened, you know, what were you up to when we were away? And it's like, not much. Like, same old.
Went on a couple of days holidays. Yeah. Had some food, and yeah, we just took a break just for the sake of taking a break. Yeah. Whereas this time there actually was something to keep us busy in our lives. Like,
it's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific news.
I know.
So happy for you both.
Thank you very much, and likewise.
Yes, thank you.
Shall we talk a little bit about some of the entertainment?
Some standard podcast topics.
Yes, standard podcast topics.
People here listening, what is this, a goddamn reality TV podcast?
Let's jump in. So normally our podcast consists of like a topic that we cover, and we're delighted to cover the topic. It's either something, a fantastic human feat, something in history, it could be a serial killer, it could be a crime, something like that.
Conspiracies.
And we are going to work towards bringing you a couple of the big topics now over the next like well, the run into Christmas, we're going to pick four or five really heavy hitters, ones that we wanted to cover for some time, and we're finally going to just do our research, do our work, and have some real good listening for you.
We'll do big, they'll be kind of like standard, no, not standard, they'll be the standalone episodes. Yeah. There won't be any of the
there's none of like the
chit-chat.
No, none of the chit-chat, none of the what have you been up to this week, and what have you watched this week, and
it'll be the topics themselves. We're going to try and go in depth as much as we can. Obviously, we'll be talking shit throughout about the topic.
Yeah.
Having our own lovely personal commentary.
Obviously, that's thoughts and opinions on
whether that adds anything, I don't know.
Will we talk about the topics that we're going to do after we talk about shit we've got up to, or do you want to do those after?
We're not settled on those topics, so we'll maybe cover what we might be covering.
Right.
And actually, it'd be great. Actually, yeah, we'll do that at the end.
Okay. Let's start, first of all, let's jump in with, what about The Last of Us?
Yes.
HBO trailer.
Well, yes.
I hadn't seen it until literally before we started the podcast today. I knew it was released because you told me the trailer, and I've just been caught up with other things, haven't seen it. Watch it today.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I'm excited. I'm excited, man.
I don't know if it'll be a good TV show. I don't care. That trailer was amazing.
The trailer's enough for me.
I would just watch the trailer.
Yeah, I'll just watch the trailer. No, I think the TV show's going to be
groundbreaking. I think it's going to be fantastic. So, people who don't know, Last of Us is a video game for PlayStation. Very, very highly acclaimed. The sequel came out there like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it was also very highly acclaimed.
Kind of broke the internet for a while with divided opinions.
Yeah, it was more divided, but like on the whole, people were still very...
Oh, they're in awe of what was created.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, storytelling.
They were in awe. I think that's a perfect way of describing it. But if you don't play games, you don't really care about that shit. There's a TV show coming to HBO. I think that's enough to say.
I think everybody will enjoy this. Because how many times have we seen TV shows come where like people haven't been like kind of excited about it or know much about it and... fall in love with it.
Like, think of like Game of Thrones. How many people watched it without reading the books?
The Witcher.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it's going to be on... I do think it's going to be at that level.
Yeah, it's like going to be on par.
Quality and just storytelling. And if you don't believe me on that, just watch the fucking trailer because it's... Even if you don't know what's happening, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it is awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
I guess we can kind of jump into like what I liked about it.
Yeah.
Which a lot of it is more specific to... The games, because I played the games, I know what they're about, and some of the stuff I saw in the trailer was just like, that's straight out of the game,
straight out of the game.
Fucking love it.
Yeah, that's what I like. It seems like they're taking a very heavy, obviously an influence from the game, but it looks to be almost like a direct comparison of the whole entire first game.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like they're just going to make it like story wise, almost shot for shot. Like,
I think story wise, they're basically going to follow the core, like, you know. There's guy Joe, girl Ellie. He has to kind of transport her across the country without her getting hurt.
Yeah.
That's kind of the core thing of it. They're definitely going to do that. I think the in-betweens they'll mess around with a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, they'll probably work... You know, there's like the different groups, the different factions and stuff?
Yes.
I'd say they'll have like side stories where like you'll find out what's happening there with them and build up those characters, which I think will be really good.
I think they will, but I think they'll also be kind of kept quite minimal, at least for the first season until we kind of find out. I think if we're going to talk anything about the Fireflies and those kind of factions after, that may come in if they do like a second season.
They'll delve
a wee bit more into who these Fireflies were,
where
they come from, whereas it'll be very like focused on the Joel, Ellie,
I think
Tess...
Probably. I do think they're going to try and like humanize some of the villains of the game. They're going to try and show like, well, this is why they're doing the things they're doing. It's not just they're evil.
Yeah.
You know, that's what The Last of Us like 2 in particular is big on. It's like, look, here's both sides of the story. You know, here's the bad guys and here's the good guys.
Yeah.
And they're kind of all bad.
Second game really makes you think like...
It does. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to mirror that a bit in the show. But like, yeah, as you say, I'd say the core of it is just going to be that story between, because like that's what made the first game, is just the Joel and Ellie and like their relationship and how it changes him from
the progressive relationship that they have. I don't want to ruin anything either, because obviously we're going to see something big in the first episode. Like, it's going to be a huge opening episode, and if you don't know anything about the story, I kind of just want you to experience that first off. Anybody who's played the games will kind of know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah, it hit hard from the get go.
Hits hard.
There's no season of build up to like a big event. It's like it starts
thrown
in.
And it's bizarre how they do that, because I've often said that jumping into a game where you know a character for literally 5 minutes and then it's like there's a big groundbreaking moment and suddenly you're like, you feel so much for these characters. Yeah. You're like, how have they done that? But that's Naughty Dog though. They're unbelievable storytellers.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
And that's basically, their games are built around telling stories rather than like a story that's kind of just made to fit the game that they've made. Yeah. And they got the guy, Neil Druckmann, who like directed the games, is involved with the show. So obviously he's going to have a
huge influence.
A huge influence on it. Like, but I think, speaking of creators, like the fact that the guys who did Chernobyl are making this show, I don't see there being a possible way for the show to be bad.
Has it been said how many episodes is it going to be or anything though?
Don't know, actually. I haven't really looked into that.
I would assume somewhere between the 8 to 10.
I think standard. Yeah. I think basically Game of Thrones type.
Yeah, you know, I think 5 too short the way Chernobyl was for something of this magnitude.
Yes,
I don't think they could tell it in 5. So
Chernobyl was kind of like very like defined beginning and end.
Yeah,
whereas this is going to be like a bit more open ended. Yeah. I guess does beg the question if they will kind of try and fill the gaps between the games. So like the games kind of have like a big jump in terms of time.
Yes, they
do. And then it kind of, the second game does a couple of flashbacks, stuff like that. I wonder if they do season one, how far they get. If they cover the first game, will they try and fill those gaps with more kind of, you know, stuff we haven't seen before? Yeah. Or will they just do one season?
That's the game. I think they'll just do one season and that's the game.
I mean, I kind of admire that, but I'd love to see more.
I think so. I just think with, in terms of, I'm thinking of like Ellie as an actress and stuff. Like, how can they kind of?
But that's what I mean. Like, because like in the games, you know, they do the games like 10 years apart or whatever it is, and Ellie has aged about like 7-8 years. So can they just work with, you know, time as she gets older year by year? They just move forward.
Yes. I get you now.
And
then
eventually catch up with where the second game, you know, kicks off.
Kicks off.
Maybe they do it, or maybe they just do, you know, and they finish it before the second game or something.
Because remember, there's a DLC and everything from the games, like the standalone with Ellie and her kind of side, her past, and
that's true.
You know, the little side pieces before she meets Joel and all that. So are they going to include that in the
possibly? Yeah, they could do flashbacks and stuff.
I'd love to see a bit of story, because it looks like we have the character. I think Nick Offerman plays him. I forget that his name in the game.
Oh, yeah.
The dude who has like a big fucking hideout. He's almost like a conspiracy kind of freak.
Yeah, he's like a prepper.
What's his name?
I don't remember. Bill. Is it Bill?
Okay. Bill is his name. I hope we see something like to do with his past as well. I'd like to know how he got so like into like the prep life and such, and how he became so wacky.
How he survived in the early years.
We want to see the Tess background story as well.
Yeah.
Then there's the two, what were their names? Henry and the brother that they meet as well.
Yeah, the kid.
Yeah.
Because
there's a big story there as well. So there's a lot to be fleshed out.
There's a lot to be fleshed out, potentially. Or they may just go for the more like kind of, this is the core story we're focusing on. The rest goes.
The CGI alone
does look good.
It looks incredible.
I don't know how much of it, I don't know if they've done like the Lord of the Rings way and they've actually put a person in prosthetics to do that or not. Or if it's all CGI.
I think they'd probably put a person in prosthetics.
Right, we're talking about, so like, for people who don't know, like, it's basically apocalypse setting, and there's creatures.
It's kind of gone beyond zombie apocalypse.
It's beyond zombie apocalypse.
Part of it is almost not quite zombie. They're just kind of like crazies. And then the other part of it is like, what happens when you mutate well past that?
Yeah.
When this virus takes hold of you, and it's the clickers, as they're called. It's going to be some of the most terrifying noises you'll ever hear.
I don't know, like, if you've hit that point in Chernobyl. I know you're watching it at the minute, but like, there are genuine parts of Chernobyl which are chilling, like, chilling. And it's not like the horror in Chernobyl isn't like a creature or a monster.
No.
It's just there's a silent killer called radiation.
Yeah.
And like, you are literally, you're sitting there going like,
we seen yesterday in Chernobyl, literally a dude standing in like a white clothing, and the blood just starts seeping through his clothing. Yes. And you're like, his skin is just wearing away under. We just left it where they've picked the three dudes to swim into the reactor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah. That's the kind of horror I'm expecting to see in this, where it's like, I am scared, not necessarily of what's out there, but I'm scared for these people dealing with what they have to deal with. Chernobyl, obviously, excellent show. Watch it as well, guys.
Do we know who plays Joel's brother? Tommy?
I don't know anything really on the casting except for the people I've seen in the trailer.
Which, Pedro Pascal,
literally so spot on. I remember saying this to Laura. I was like, I actually feel bad for the girl who's playing Ellie, she's the one from Game of Thrones. Actually, I forget her name in Game of Thrones. She's like the kid who is like a head of one of the clans for the Starks. Remember that?
I do.
She's like a thing, but yeah, she's playing Ellie in this, she looks like pretty close to what like the character in the game is.
Yeah.
But it almost looks bad compared to how much
Pedro Pascal resembles Joel.
I almost said Joel Pascal. That's how much he has just fucking taken over the character.
Yeah. I was very concerned at the start when I first heard the casting choice, because I was like, I had only seen at that time Pedro Pascal in Narcos, and I was like, is he going to be able to pull off this droll Texas slow twang? I have no doubt that this dude is going to fucking nail this.
He's on it. He's the guy from The Mandalorian. He's from, obviously, Nick Cage. What the fuck is that film called? Nick Cage film.
I was going to call it How to Win Friends, but it's The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yeah. He is like hilarious in that film.
He's fucking brilliant in that movie.
He's excellent. Yeah. And he also delivers some fucking like proper like
emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could terrorize you as well a little bit. Yeah. Very good.
I'm excited for this, D. I'm excited. When does it drop?
2023, I think, is kind of all they've given.
Bit of time to prep.
Yeah, it could be early, it could be late in the year, don't know. I am excited.
Excited, yeah.
I'm excited.
The Last of Us re-released the... we've missed out the remaster of the first game for PS5.
The Last of Us Part 1, yeah.
Or coming to PC and shit.
Which is good, yeah. I think it got a lot of flack because they were like, this is the third time they've released this game.
At a full £70 price.
Full £70 price. I'm alright with it, because like a lot of people will not have played it.
No.
And they'll have seen Last of Us Part 2.
This is just such an awesome way to have played the game.
Yeah.
Especially when they see the trailer and then I'd say when a lot of people watch this, they might...
It's going to bring a lot of people into it now, yeah, from the TV show.
Interesting.
And vice versa, a lot of people who like the game will obviously watch the TV show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. There aren't many TV shows that have me like this. Like...
Just now you were talking about that. Tell me about, because you're watching House of the Dragon, aren't you?
Watch two episodes of House of the Dragon.
And you're also watching the Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Right, tell me about Lord of the Rings. I haven't started it yet.
Yeah, I suppose we should catch up on these, like, kind of. These are, like, the big TV shows of this year, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else that we even compete this year?
Halo.
Yeah. We'll talk about Halo in a minute.
We'll talk about Halo never. No, there's no other big TV shows. Not to this extent.
Well, I would say...
Coming off the back of Game of Thrones, like House of the Dragon's obviously going to be huge.
I think House of the Dragon is going to be the better show in the long run. I know from the first episodes that we watched of House of the Dragon, there's like five or six out now, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's the better written show.
Okay.
But obviously, it's not in the Lord of the Rings lore. So the reason I'm more invested in the Rings of Power... is because I am interested in
the lore.
I want to see how things develop from. So, for context, I don't know if anyone's watching. Guys, it's been so long. I've been away from the mic. I don't know who's watching what, but if you're watching Lord of the Rings, if you're not watching Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, it's set in the Second Age, which is like 1,000 or 3,000 years before the films,
the events of the Lord of the Rings,
the Peter Jackson films. So, there's a lot to kind of explain to get from where they are to where it will eventually end up. And basically what I'm pumped about is obviously the big bad protagonist or antagonist in the Lord of the Rings is Sauron.
Yeah.
And he is somewhere in this world.
Yeah. We just don't.
But he hasn't become the all big power that is Sauron. So that's what I'm most excited about. I am like, how will he manipulate and make his way to be
the
ultimate body? And then obviously we'll see him get killed, hopefully, at the very end of the show.
Have you heard of him yet in the... Like, has his name been...
No, his name hasn't been mentioned. Okay. But, obviously, references, so, like... Yeah. I mean, obviously, the Rings of Power are, like, being referenced. And you're like, well, he has to be around there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's orcs showing up in places. You're like, is he behind this? So, yeah, very interesting. It's the most recent episode, which I haven't watched yet, is meant to be the best so far. Okay. So, and there's only, like, two more episodes after it, so... I guess they are building quite slowly now, in fairness.
I heard it's quite slow.
Unfortunately, yeah, it is. A lot of people are kind of like justifying that, saying, you know, they have to set up, there's so much.
They have to pack in so much, yeah, exactly.
But they do fill it with a lot of stuff here, like, do we need to say this, really?
Yeah.
You know? But it's not the same as the Peter Jackson films, where it's like, you know, people will happily watch the extended editions. I know you're one of those people who will happily watch the extended editions. Just
that's
for
the
all
only
the,
way to watch it.
For like all the extra little bits of lore. Yeah. This is kind of taking that approach because it's a TV show, they can fit it all in. But I am definitely of the opinion that we need this to be like concise.
Concise.
You know, we need to tell a story. We don't need to
we don't need a whole pile of filler.
Yeah, particularly because there is no lore for this, because there's like, It's based on that world, but it's not based on any books because there's no books to cover this stuff.
Is it not based on that book, what's it called?
The Silmarillion?
Silmarillion?
Not really.
No, okay.
They're taking hints from it. So it's like, in it, they talk about Galadriel did this and she wound up here.
Okay.
So that's what they're using as the basis for what Galadriel does in this show. But basically, all the actual things that she does...
But not based directly on the book.
Yeah, they're just making it up, basically. And there's characters that don't exist in the books that they've added.
Okay.
So, you know, some people love that, some people don't like that. Some people are just like, no, just stick to the books or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you to add characters, but...
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many characters that they've added that I give a fuck about.
Yeah.
That they have made, interesting. Versus House of the Dragon, where basically all of the characters that we have been shown so far, you already have a stake in.
Okay.
Like all of the key characters, you're like, I understand their motivations.
Yeah.
I care about.
It was always going to be slightly better written, though, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, you know, I mean,
they had a lot to live up to. I think there's just been a lot of money thrown at the Rings of Power as well.
Oh,
you know, absurd.
$1 billion.
The most. Which is
$1 billion.
It almost, yeah.
I think it is $1 billion, aren't I?
Oh, no, it is $1 billion, yeah. It's a billion, surely. Yeah, yeah, it is. It was something, for the pilot alone, I thought it was something ludicrous, like 400 million.
I think the first season is like 400 million.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they had to build all these sets and had to, you know, create all these things for the first time, which they can reuse next year. But yeah.
Dude, I'm just looking forward to season 3 of The Witcher.
I'm looking forward to 2. I just hope it's better.
I liked season 2.
Season 2 went a little bit off the rails.
I liked it. I thought it was
the tree guy. I didn't care.
Oh yeah.
I don't think we have Witcher this year, though, do we?
No.
Unfortunately.
No, we don't.
I like it. It always drops around Christmas.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
I like to catch up.
Something to watch over the Christmas period.
It's always good to have something.
Eating my Reese's Pieces.
Oh hell yeah.
Drinking my coffee.
Not so much.
It's 7 in the morning. I don't care. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me what else.
Well, I mean, we're talking about TV shows.
Yeah. Anything else of noteworthy importance that you've watched?
Oh, dude, like...
Let's talk shows first, then we'll go movies.
No.
No, yeah.
I've been watching Taskmaster.
Okay.
That's awesome. Watch that show. It's fucking some of the best comedy television ever created.
I don't like some of the guys in Taskmaster.
That's the problem, yeah.
You know
what is what I like about that show? Mm. That no other, like, panel show or, like, you know, celebrity comics on to joke about stuff shows do. So they do the same characters. They have the same cast for a season.
A full season.
So it's 10 episodes.
So they can kind of gel together. They get to know each other, each other's comedy, things like that. It's not constantly changing. Yeah.
And you don't have to base, like, there's people who I don't like on that show, and there's ones I'm like, I don't think I like that guy. And then by like the sixth episode, you're like, oh, no,
I kind of do like
him.
He's
pretty good.
Yeah.
You get to, they grow on you, basically.
Yeah.
But they also, the ones you don't like grow up, like, they grow against you. I don't know how to say that, but like, the more you see of them, the more you hate them.
Right.
And that's almost good too, because you're like, he's such a dick. He's such a cunt. Yeah. And then it just gets worse every episode. You're like, I can't believe he's still such a cunt.
I remember watching Taskmaster when it first came to TV, came to Dave or something, and I was like, oh, that's good, but I just could never get hooked by it. Like, it's not something I think I'd ever would get hooked.
I would say give it a go.
The tasks are pretty cool, though.
The tasks are good, and when you hit like a particularly good task, a funny task, and it like brings out like things in the comics that you haven't seen before, you're like, I don't know, you just feel like it's more genuine because they're actually like laughing at themselves and making mistakes and fuck-ups and stuff, which I like. You know what it's kind of like? It reminds you of watching outtakes of TV shows.
I like that, yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's not scripted, it's not real, but it's funny because they're laughing at the stupidity or the wackiness.
That's good.
I would recommend. I think that's a really good show, to be honest.
Before we get into movies, I'll just tell you briefly. I made my way through the Halo TV series.
I need to know about this.
Because
now, I just want to give you... This is my interpretation. Mm-hmm. I was like, Halo, that's great, make it a TV show. And then the episode started dropping and all the people on Twitter and Reddit and stuff were like, this has gone too far.
No, it has, trust me.
Then you text me and you're saying, I'm making my way through Halo, and you know what?
I'm quite liking it.
And I was like, was I wrong?
No.
Like, was I wrong this whole time?
No, you weren't.
So I'm excited.
Okay, pull it again. I think, as a show, if you want to enjoy some pretty cool, like, sci-fi action pieces, you're not really invested in the lore, the Halo lore, you don't know anything about it, I think you might enjoy this. I think the CGI is pretty good. I think the Spartans have some pretty cool scenes. And that's that.
And that's all the good things about Halo.
But if you're like ourselves who have played through the Halo series and know a decent bit about the lore, enough to know, dude, this will fuck you up. Like you'll be like, what are you doing? Like, you know? It kind of just contradicts a lot of shit that like we know about Halo so far.
Dicks.
There's a couple of things. Okay, I'll tell you the things that I do actually like about it. I think Cortana is awesome. I don't know why.
Really?
I just don't know why.
Okay.
I think just seeing Cortana and hearing her, and it's like, it's just that
it's
voice.
It's so familiar.
And obviously they've used like the actual sound effects from the games of the weapons and the suits charging, and it, when their armor is down, it's like, won't, won't, won't. You know that noise?
The noise, yeah.
It's pretty cool. The whole Master Chief, you know, losing his helmet thing and seeing his face, like, you can get around that.
Yeah.
Trust me, you'll get around it.
Yeah.
Whether you want to enjoy that is another thing. I don't think he's a particularly good actor either.
He might be a fine actor, but he's not. I don't think
he's not Master Chief.
He's not a good Master Chief.
No. The Spartans themselves, a couple of real cool set pieces. Like when it shows the Spartans as to what they can actually do, it's pretty awesome. Like, you know, there's a couple of scenes where they're like leading the charge and all these warthogs are dragging it, or like coming into battle, and the Spartans are just fucking like legging it alongside them. Like, that's pretty badass.
Proper super soldiers.
Like, super soldiers. And they're like leaping into the sky and all this kind of stuff. Pretty cool. But in terms of like how they fight the Covenant, particularly like the final battle of the season, it's like they're supposed to be these super intelligent, smart soldiers, right? And they're just running in and going ham melee-ing like the Covenant, you know, like hand-to-hand combat. And you're like, I don't think this would ever happen.
No.
You know? It's so silly. And a couple of times, we get a whole other side story to do with a little girl called Quan and a pirate called Soren. And it literally ends and you're like, what the fuck was the point in like four of these episodes? It made
because they did like a whole episode on her story, right?
A whole like two or three episodes all revolved around them, and it was like that went nowhere. And the characters disappeared. They will come back, I'm sure, in a season or something.
It is renewed for season 2, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I like that they touched on Reach and the whole like the training facility, and I think they've kind of set it up. There's a new show, Frontrunner, next season as well, which I think might make a big difference in terms of like whether they'll bring it back to like the actual Halo lore and try to tie in a few more things that actually make sense. Because this one was just all about, it's so strange, about John 117 finding out where he came from,
his humanity,
and you know, him feeling emotions and all this kind of shit. And it was like a bit, then another like Spartan, or not even Spartan, another woman coming in, Mackie, and she wants this artifact to open the Halo ring and show the prophets where the Halo ring is, and he wants to stop her, and then they kind of get together, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, Master Chief don't get together with nobody. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
know what I mean? I know this. And that was the moment I was like, this show is lost.
Yeah,
it's like they give him a love interest.
That's what
it's like, meant to be like a unfeeling, like, well, not unfeeling, but it's like a super soldier who's,
well, that's the thing, because right up, this was the whole thing. The woman Halsey, who developed Cortana, wanted Cortana to completely take over John.
Yeah, that's right.
And she wants her to control John at everything.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. Mm-hmm. So John still has Master Chief still has like his own what do you call that, like
consciousness.
Yeah. And the only way he can basically defeat or finish this final battle is for him to die,
and Cortana to take over. Yeah.
And now, in like the last 10 minutes of the episode, we see that he will no longer be feeling anything. He is completely led. And I'm like, well, okay, now we're kind of, maybe this is going to be the Master Chief. But I'm like, why did you take 9 episodes? I don't give a shit where he came from. I don't give a shit who he was as a child. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, see, this is my problem with it all, right, is that there is lore behind who he was as a child, how he grew up, and why he is like this unfeeling kind of like super soldier. And it's not because he's controlled by an AI.
No.
And he doesn't have consciousness. It's because they trained him since he was 4 years of age to be a soldier.
Yeah.
So it's all he knows. It's all he does. But in this, they were like, no, he's got a chip in his head that stops him from feeling emotion, and he takes it out, and now he feels emotion. And then he has sex with the fucking enemy. And he gets naked.
He gets naked, yeah.
It's like Master Chief gets naked. Suit, like. So this is the guy, right? fans were annoyed that he took his helmet off.
But now he's fucking new.
And they got him fucking in the nip.
When he pulls that chip out, it's actually in his spine. He's standing in just a towel. I'm like, why is Master Chief stood in a towel? When I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird.
It did spawn the awesome nickname for him, Master Cheeks.
Master Cheeks.
Which I am a fan of, but that's about the only thing I'm a fan of. But yeah, as a fan of the games, it's just very, very, very difficult to get
on
board.
If it did anything, it made me want to go back and replay the Master Chief Collection, which I think is awesome.
They handle the games are more nuanced, but dealing with the fact that he's like a meant to be an unfeeling super soldier, but he does have an actual, like, he has a personality under the fucking suit. They do it with more nuance than the TV show did, which was basically there's a chip in your head, take it out, and now, oh my god, I understand music now and I can be touched, and then it's like, but now you're dead and now you're controlled by a robot.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
God, he's really
one thing that they did. Like, I love the whole, like, I love that they introduced like the ghosts and the dropships and the you know, the all, like, everything that we wanted, kind of wanted so far, like the needler is there, like weapons and stuff, and it's pretty cool. They also did this weird thing that I'm not a fan of, where they like cut to like in battle, they'll cut to like a POV shot of inside the Spartans.
Yeah, is it what they're seeing?
What they're seeing, but it looks as if we were playing the game. You know, that's what we're seeing, but it looks so like Xbox 360. Cheesy.
It's like there's things everywhere.
We don't need to see that shit. You know,
I seen that as well, and I was like, the actual games have less noise than that.
Yeah,
like the actual games only have like a health bar and a thing.
Yeah,
where this has like
there's like beep beep beep.
Yeah,
yeah. Go on, stop
flying a fucking spaceship.
Yeah,
and then I seen people were complaining as well. It's like, not only did they take his helmet off, so like the first episode ends with him removing his helmet, and it's like, okay, we're gonna see Master Chief without a helmet. By the way, the reason they don't take his helmet off in the games is because that's you play as the Master Chief. That's not meant to be a person. It's meant to be you. But whatever. And then since that point, he basically never. Basically, only puts his helmet on in battle after that point. And then when he's in battle, they cut to like the Iron Man shot of like him in the helmet with black around it. And it's just like, so even when he's in the helmet, we're still seeing
his face.
Like,
oh, give the fans what they want, you know?
Just, it would have been so simple. And they could have, if they kept the helmet on, they could have used the voice of the original.
Which would have been awesome.
Which is like,
he's such a cool voice. Like, it's an iconic voice for the role. You know what I mean?
It's exactly that. It's like Darth Vader. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, the guy under the suit isn't James Earl Jones,
no.
But the voice is like 50% of the character.
Yeah, it's like now when Chris Pratt's going to play Mario.
Jesus Christ!
Did you forget that was happening?
I think I blocked it out of my memory.
I think we all did.
So cool.
But yeah, Chris Pratt. I look forward to seeing what they'll do with the whole Reach storyline.
I like the idea that there's a new showrunner.
Yeah, there is a new showrunner,
and then a lot of fans are behind the theory that now that Master Chief has quote unquote died and Cortana took over.
Yes, could be. It's given them like a reboot, where they can kind of be like, that was in the past, let's forget that happened. This is Master Chief.
Season one is actually like a prequel.
Because if they do that, then he wouldn't have to take off his helmet, so we wouldn't have to see his face again. So they could use the original.
But he's back, so I don't think he's going to come back to the show and not take his helmet off. But anyway, that's Halo. Disappointment.
Yeah.
They had so much potential.
They did.
They just shot in their hands.
They did. Fucking, I know. Movies?
Movies.
Notable movies that you've seen?
Oh, that I've seen?
Yeah.
Nope. I haven't seen any movies. I've seen the movie Nope.
Yeah.
By directed movie.
Yeah.
It's the name.
I have seen Nope also.
It's called Nope.
It's been some time, I think, from... Like, Nope's even come out, but I know we're well behind. But like, listen, we're giving our opinions on it. You don't gotta listen. Use the timestamps down below if there's any.
Oh shit, we have 2 timestamps?
No.
I'll write that down.
I enjoyed Nope.
I really enjoyed Nope.
I think it's the second best of his trilogy, if that makes sense.
So what? I haven't seen whatever the third is. I've seen
Inside. So you've seen Get Out.
Get Out.
Have you seen Us?
No.
Okay.
Us. That's the one.
Us, and then you have Nope.
I really like
I think Get Out is just slightly I think Get Out is a better put together movie, but I prefer the story of Nope more. I prefer the whole alien ranch thing. It reminded me of Skinwalker a lot too.
Reminded me of Signs a lot.
Ah, yes.
Just the, you know, the middle of nowhere ranch and then the UFO, obviously.
I really enjoyed it. Like,
it was really good.
Yeah. I feel at times he almost tried to do too much with the movie.
Yeah, I think at the end he switched into too much of an action-y thing, and I was like, it probably would have been better if like these guys were still like just farm ranchers.
Yeah.
But by the end, they were like, you know, this girl could do an Akira slide on the fucking motorbike.
Yeah, but that, what do you call that? I always get his name wrong. The main actor?
No, I can't think of it.
Yeah. That dude's performance in that movie, though, was fucking awesome.
He was class.
Like, he was very, very good.
She was really good as well.
Yeah.
I don't know either of their names. Yeah, she was funny. Like,
it was a decent cast, like, to be fair.
Very good cast, actually.
There was a lot of comedy in the movie as
well. I even liked the Angel. The guy
that comes along to help them. The tech. Yeah.
He was great. Yeah. They were all actually
good
really
movie.
Solid.
Like, yeah, good movie. Enjoyed.
And Stephen Yeung, that's the only actor I do know.
The guy from Walking Dead, Glenn from The Walking Dead. Yeah, yeah.
He was good in it too. He was like a,
a showman.
Yeah, you were kind of like he's a bit of a cunt.
He's a bit of a dick here.
But
like, yeah,
kind of like
yeah.
Him.
Yeah, we've seen Nope. What else have I watched recently?
I think you watched Alien.
I watched Alien. Yeah. For the first time in my life, I watched Alien.
Yeah, the whole right way through.
Yeah, because I'd only ever seen... I think we looked at Alien maybe in Moving Images for something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember looking at...
And looking at Giger
For art, we had to do...
Giger.
H.R. Giger.
Yeah. But I watched Alien right through. I like it. Like, it's
good
quite
film,
good.
Like.
Yeah, because then it led me down that path. I watched Prometheus.
Yes.
Good. Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Did I tell you I watched Prey?
I think you did.
Which was
we've watched Prey as well.
Yeah, like the Predator kind of
prequel.
Prequel.
Fucking far prequel.
I thought it was a great movie.
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
Good, really good idea to go like back in
to
time.
To go back like Indian time,
using the Indians,
Native
like,
American. Very good.
And the cast in it was really good too. I really liked all of the characters in it. The brother and mainly just the brother and the sister. Like, but she's in She's been cast for the new Avatar TV show.
That's right.
Not Avatar.
Not
the Blue Aliens.
Not the Blue Aliens, but the Avatar.
The Airbender.
Airbender, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
We have watched so much, like, that's the thing.
I was going to say, like...
Over the last wee while, we have just been, like, binging so much stuff and movies. We watched Signs. We kind of went through an M. Night Shyamalan run. We watched Split, Signs, The Village. We were setting up for...
Six Sense?
No, the two that go with Split. So Glass, Split, and
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Yeah. Unbreakable's good.
Unbreakable's a great movie. Yeah.
Have you seen Glass yet?
No, because I think you need to see Unbreakable first. I know you've got to see Unbreakable before you see Glass, I think.
I think it's Unbreakable, Split, Glass.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. But we have watched Split just randomly in the middle there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I had seen Unbreakable prior, but... God, I can't. Now my mind's gone completely blank, dude. And all we've been doing is watching movies and TV. We're watching Chernobyl at the minute. We watched The People versus OJ, which was awesome. The Jeffrey Dahmer documentary.
Yes, on Netflix, yeah. I haven't started watching it.
People are loving it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty grim.
It's very grim.
And an absolute shameless plug, but we did a 2-part episode on Jeffrey Dahmer, the monster of Milwaukee. You can find that over in the annals, the Empty Promise annals.
The annals, yeah. I don't think it's like episode like, I think it's like 50 episodes ago or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But it's a fucking good story.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very good story.
If you're like, I don't know.
If you're that way
much,
inclined,
I don't know how much the TV show covers, but if you want to like, get. Like
I think the TV show gets right up. That's what I mean, right up in there.
Right,
you know, I think it covers a lot. Like,
well, if you want to hear even more about it, go check out the podcast.
God, I know I'll think of a whole pile that I've been watching, dude, and then fucking. It'll come to me probably after we finish the podcast. We'll talk about it off mic. Like,
yes, that's our problem. We watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes, I've seen that.
Have you seen
no,
that?
No, you've
seen that. I've seen it.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people watching as well.
I would definitely recommend it. Very different, but very good.
Good.
And yeah, I'd say most people will enjoy that. Good show.
Everything. Could everywhere you? All at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a mouthful.
Oh,
Jesus.
You're telling me. Try typing that into Google. It's not difficult. It's not that hard. Have you seen we got Modern Warfare 2 from Call of Duty? Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
No.
Will be the full title. This is technically Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 too.
That's right. 2-2.
This is the second time.
Modern Warfare 2 has been released as Modern Warfare 2.
This is Call of Duty like 18.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2.
Two.
The second one.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this though.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. It's because the last good Call of Duty was probably Modern Warfare.
Two.
No. Just Modern Warfare. Like
you didn't like Modern Warfare 2?
I did, but I mean like in terms of The one like a couple
I
of
know
years
what you
ago
mean. I'm
Infinity
being
Ward.
Intentionally.
Sorry. I've just been out of sync, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It'll give me something to play in coming into the winter. I'm in just
I
need of a good first person shooter again.
I might pick it up. We'll see. I might pick it up.
Yeah. You should pick it up. We should both pick it up.
And then we should not play it together.
When's it coming out? November? Or October?
Probably November. Yeah. It's usually November.
The beta was there
a
week or two.
Like a week ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems pretty good, like, you know. Does seem very familiar, but new, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think I probably will pick it up. The last one I picked up was Cold War.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that's...
We played that together for a little bit here and there. It was okay.
I like the zombies in it. We played zombies a fair bit.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? The Vanguard was the only one between Cold War.
That's right. Yeah.
I did not go anywhere near that.
No.
Sure I didn't.
Let me think. Yeah, my mind's just drawn a complete blank on what I've been watching.
Yeah, in terms of movies, like, I haven't been watching a whole bunch of movies. No. Touching on games.
Yeah, go on ahead.
Just because of Modern Warfare 2, I have been playing the absolute fuck out of the Fallout series. I started and finished New Vegas. Took about 80 hours to do that.
Jesus
with all the DLC.
Christ.
Like, I don't even know why.
Because
it is really good.
You
like,
just got bit by it. Bit by that.
Yeah.
You seen the book downstairs. I told you before Baby came along, before Brooks came along, that's what I was doing for like 2-3 weeks. And I mean, every day I was in Fallout.
Yeah. Hours and hours and hours. Like.
Yeah. Just got lost in it again.
It's
I'm
so
kind of glad I broke that
habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like smoking. It's a bad habit.
Oh, but I tell you what, though.
But
it's
so good.
I went from it to trying to platinum Crash Bandicoot in
I've seen
the trilogy.
That.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah. I was on my last tether with that game. Oh my god. That is an excruciatingly difficult platinum. Like and I class myself as a pretty good Crash Bandicoot player. Like I know the game pretty well.
Yeah. I guess.
Jesus, that was a bitch of a game, the platinum. I got it though. I got it.
You did get it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling of like satisfaction whenever you do actually knock it out and finally
I
get
it. So
I went back and played there was some game I went back and I finished all the achievements in it for some random reason. I forget what it was though. Oh, it was Mass Effect. That's right. Yeah, I finally went back and finished Mass Effect.
Nice.
And
it felt good doing that again. Like I haven't chased a platinum in some time. Like, you know what I mean?
Like a year ago I was like, there's literally no point.
Yeah.
Like, achievements, trophies.
Just don't mean
I was
a
like,
whole pile. Yeah.
I just want to play the game. Like
yeah.
I don't have time to go do this.
Yeah.
But for some reason, once like you start getting one or two, you're like, you know what?
It's addictive.
It's
tough
to get
all of them. That little trophy popping up in the corner is like, okay, maybe I can do this.
It wouldn't be difficult to get.
And I think it was Demon's Souls. I came pretty close, and then Elden Ring came along while I was in that, and I had finished Demon's Souls, so I didn't really need to play it again.
Yeah.
And I seen Elden Ring, and I was like, now there's a challenge. But I got COVID when I had Elden Ring, and that just popped me off it entirely.
Now, whenever you play Elden Ring, you feel like
COVID.
I have COVID.
Yeah. I haven't been back to that.
I have no interest in that game.
Did Laura play it?
No.
Fuck.
She might do. She
I
played the Dark Souls games.
It.
Yeah, but no. I'm no interest in that game.
It's
like,
so fucking big.
I shan't be playing it.
It's so big.
I might play it on a dare sometime, but
I dare you to play Elden Ring.
No, that's not how... No. I have to do better than that.
What else? Do you want to touch on... Were we touching on these topics?
Okay.
That's enough of what we've seen... Done and
if you've stuck along this far
or use the timestamps to get here, this is what we're thinking. We are going to do a run-in of episodes, big episodes, coming into Christmas, and there's a few that we really want to cover, just ones that have been in our back catalogue for some time, so we're going to spitball some of the ideas here now, and
we might put like a poll or something up, you can vote, see what you want to come first.
Erect a poll for a flag.
Yeah big time.
We are some erectors, Dean.
Big time erection.
Yeah. Okay, so can I hit you with one of my first ones that I want to cover, and this is the one that I think I'll not hit you with my bread and butter because I'll keep it, but this is the one that I think you wanted to do a little bit more on.
Okay.
I want to cover the Denver airport.
That is not at all what I was expecting,
because the Denver airport is said to be shrouded in conspiracy to do with the Illuminati, that they
really?
Use it as a base.
Really?
And there's so many telltale signs and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
For one, like, I'll not ruin it, but their runways is shaped like a swastika.
The fuck?
Yeah. They have multiple monuments inside it dedicated, like, showing No, I'll not ruin it. I'll not ruin it.
Yeah, okay.
But it's it's heavily, heavily. Apparently, there's a whole underground organization within. Like, it's just a like front.
Physically underground.
Physically underground. Like, there's said to be a railroad underground that the elites have used to attend their secret meetings and stuff. There's word of lizard people being involved in Denver Airport. There's the stonemason. Are Freemason stonemason?
Yeah, yeah.
Freemason
stonecutters
icon is on the plaque dedicated to opening the airport.
Right.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's a good topic.
The Denver Airport. I think you have mentioned it.
The Denver Airport. I think it'd be so fun to cover. Like.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I thought, because you had mentioned doing Freemason before.
Yeah, Freemasons is one of mine for sure.
So I think it could definitely tie in there. It could be a big episode maybe.
I
could cover Denver Airport. You could cover the Freemasons. And we'll just spit back and forth.
We could do it two parts.
Oh, yeah.
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 I like that. It has been a while since we've done like a conspiracy theory or something, you know. Just a little bit strange.
A little bit strange.
A little bit suspect. Well, I like that. I do like those type of podcasts, to be fair.
Oh, Stranger Things came and went whenever we were.
Oh, yeah, off. So it did. Yeah.
It was good.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Anyway, go. Hit me with your topic.
I mean, I have a ton of them, but like, yeah, definitely the Freemasons is one I want to look at. Chernobyl, just the TV show made me like manic about it and just kind of covering everything that went down there, how it got so bad, you know, like why it was in the situation it was in the first place.
Yeah.
How it could have been like prevented. Everything about it, like there was so much. It was such a colossal failure. So many things went wrong, and then obviously the cleanup operation. And even to today, because like it's obviously in Ukraine, and there's a fucking conflict going on there, and it's been like there's been battles around it to this day. So it's still very relevant. I kind of feel like it would just be like a deep dive into the event at Chernobyl.
Yeah,
and like the repercussions of it.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, you want a history podcast, Chris?
Do you
want
to put that in our list? Is this going to be our list?
Yeah, I'm just picking like the ones. I'm just picking the ones.
You pick the ones.
I have a list of 20 here, but I'm just putting the ones I'm like these should be covered.
Okay, well the big one that I want to cover that I will 100% cover is the Rendlesham or the Rendlesham Forest incident.
Incident.
The most documented UFO sighting or incident in the UK that's ever existed.
That's interesting.
Happened at an Air Force base in the UK in Rendlesham Forest in. I want to say it's not Sheffield, but it's somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it is fucking, it's shrouded with mystery. It's got the US government in it. It's got the UK government in it. It's like, it's got so many eyewitness accounts and just weird shit that's going on with it. And I love a good UFO story.
You don't often, like it's always America when it's UFOs.
Exactly.
UK this is very different.
This is known as the Roswell of Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've done Roswell.
Have we done Roswell? Yeah, we have.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Way in the past.
Okay. So that's mine. That's coming. So be ready for that one, boys and girls.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is there another one we should cover?
I think Moors murders, maybe.
Do that.
Another British one. Keep it close to home. Yeah. I think the Moors. That's fucked up.
Like, that's one I don't know anything about.
Okay. Yeah. We could do that. Yeah.
So there's like four options.
There's like four.
I'll give a fifth. Let me see.
There's some big ones. Like we talked about Donner Party. I think it's a two-parter.
The Donner Party, yeah.
It's a two-parter for sure.
The Donner Party just like...
It's either the Donner Party two-parter or just one fucking huge episode. Like we're going to need pizza and everything for that episode.
I like pizza.
Okay, we'll do the Donner Party with pizza. I just wanted to include
pizza. So those are the five options then. It's Denver Airport.
Slash Freemasons.
Slash Freemasons.
The Rendlesham Forest incident. We have the Donner Party, the Moors murders,
and the Moors murders,
and Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Are you gonna call it Chernobyl?
No, I'm gonna call it Chernobyl.
Okay, good. Because if you call it Chernobyl, I don't think I can be a part of this podcast. That's big five.
The big five.
That's the big five. And if anything changes, I see one there that I kind of really want to fucking cover though.
Shit.
Flat Earth.
Flat Earth?
Flat Earthers?
The concept?
Oh,
the people?
I think that's a fucking that's a cracking episode.
Yeah, that is good.
Maybe we'll release it on our Patreon.
Yeah. For only $11 a month.
Oh, yeah. There you go. For one extra pound a month, you can access the Flat Earther podcast.
Flat Earth
would be fucking
just
it'd be a
fascinating.
Laugh.
Like
it'd be a real
the group
laugh.
Of people. Like,
I think we could do it as the break for Christmas one. The one where we'll be high spirits. Yeah. We'll be ready to go. Because we don't want to break on like the Moors murder.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
And they were never seen again.
A bit safe out there.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that could be good. Flat Earthers movie. There's six.
I do like that one. Yeah, yeah. There are some fun. Like, they're not all morbid and death and conspiracies. Like, some of them are like, Banksy here would be good to cover.
Banksy would be excellent, yeah.
The Potato. You want a podcast on The Potato? Maybe, say now. Or forever hold your peace.
The Jonestown incident as well.
Yeah, that's not so light, though.
No, it's not.
That's the Kool-Aid one, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe we'll cover it in the new year.
Let us know if you want to hear about the Jonestown.
I tell you what our Christmas episode is going to be. Daniel O'Donnell.
Yes, that was getting to that one. Yeah, Daniel O'Donnell. Do you want a podcast on Daniel O'Donnell
and the conspiracies surrounding Daniel O'Donnell?
Yes, of which there are many, possibly.
Daniel O'Donnell has killed a man.
If he had, that is just full on libel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 100% libel.
We can't say that.
No,
but he could have.
But he could have.
Well, no, if he wanted to,
he's killed many with his voice.
He's brought many a person to their knees. No, if he wanted to kill somebody, he definitely could. That's what we're going to attest. I'm not saying he did, or ever would, but if he wanted to,
yeah,
it wouldn't be difficult.
It wouldn't be difficult.
Do you want to know why?
Because he'd have everybody helping him.
He's Daniel O'Donnell. He'd just speak to you in his soothing voice, and you do whatever he commands.
Yeah, we'll get a load of Daniel O'Donnell like voice clips.
Yeah,
we'll make him into this real monster.
Yeah, we'll prove he's actually an insidious fucker.
Oh my god, imagine we were the cause of the downfall of Daniel O'Donnell. That's the episode, that's the title. The downfall of Daniel O'Donnell.
You know what will happen is, we'll go through, we'll dig through all his history, and we'll come out saying he is a fabulous man.
A wonderful man.
I can't even believe
it. Oh, what a lovely way to break for Christmas that would be.
You know? So yeah, let us know.
That's excellent, yeah.
Is it going to be Daniel O'Donnell? Yeah. Is it going to be the Moors murders? Is it going to be Denver Airport?
I think so.
Is it going to be the other ones that we said?
I think that's good.
Nobody knows.
I think that's good.
I like that.
Yeah, good.
We're definitely going to have some big episodes coming. We're going to have some shooting the shit in between those big episodes.
Yeah,
so
maybe some guests with us as well.
Potentially, that would be good.
For the big episodes, actually, it'd be nice. Just have someone else sit in on it.
They can call us on our bullshit.
We've got a lot to do, Dee. We've got a lot of work to do. As soon as we get off this now, we're going straight into research for our first topic.
Well,
straight in.
I'll, you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Probably take a couple of days.
Yeah. This is big episodes.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
Stress, you know. Have to relax afterwards.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for finding this podcast. We hope it's found you well. Episode 141, just giving you a little taster, a little teaser. We're back.
A little nibble.
Kinda.
Yeah.
We're kinda back.
We're back.
You wanna mention anything else before we sign off? Say fare thee well.
I say fare thee well to the people and goodbye and God bless.
Goodbye.
That's what you say, and I fucked you up, haven't I?
Kinda. I like to say goodbye and God bless. Sweet dreams.
Slán.
No, we'll not say that.
Slán go fáil.
Yeah, I'll think of a better way to sign off.
Au revoir.
No, arrivederci. I think that means hello. Not sure. Could mean goodbye. Anyway.
Oh, hola. No.
No, that's goodbye. No, that's hello.
You know what's the one in Hawaii where it's the same? Aloha.
Aloha.
It's goodbye.
Aloha. Yeah, it is. I like that. Aloha. Elope with aloha. Dagger?
No.
You could go to Hawaii to elope.
No. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because it's not Vegas.
True.
Okay. Can't just go to Hawaii and elope, Chris. Think about what you're saying. For true. Crying out loud.
Alright. Okay, I think we've talked enough. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 141. We'll see you all next week with a huge topic. Or maybe 2 weeks. Don't know yet. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
Goodbye and God bless.